Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. Port labor extension good for beef exports. Back on that in just a moment. Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success, turf, forage, and native grasses, canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
For the last several months, a potential longshoreman strike at major East Coast and Gulf Coast ports have created a cloud of uncertainty for exporters of U.S. beef and pork. The existing contract between the U.S. Maritime Alliance and the International Longshoremen's Association was originally set to expire September 30th. A 90-day contract extension meant the new deadline for a possible strike was this last Saturday. With this deadline rapidly approaching, Friday morning we got an announcement of a 30-day extension of the existing labor contract. That's good news, according to Paul Clayton, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Vice President for Export Services.
Actually, we've been hearing about this for the last few months as they did go into renegotiations, but here the last couple of weeks it was getting very concerning as we were approaching the last few days here in the year. This is very good news for us as that the ports that would have been shut down in the event of a strike are large ports for us for exports of both beef and pork. So news that this has been put off for another 30 days is good news to us. And hopefully in that time period they can get a lot of the issues pulled together and make it so it is a more meaningful contract for everybody. The impact of this is good because our exporters will be able to continue exporting for at least the next 30 days or make plans for alternatives in the event that there are further problems.
Paul Clayton, Senior Vice President for Export Services for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. That next deadline now has been established with this 30-day extension out to January 28th of 2013. Now, for U.S. beef exports, the greatest potential impact rests with the Port of Houston, which handled nearly 150,000 metric tons of outbound beef in the first three quarters of this year. That's about 25% of all beef shipped out of the United States through an ocean port. Other East Coast and Gulf Coast ports handle smaller volumes of beef, but the cumulative impact would still be very significant. Of course, larger amounts of beef go to the Pacific Rim, and they come out of our West Coast ports. And as a result, those particular ports not impacted by this particular set of negotiations between the U.S. Maritime Alliance and the International Longshoremen's Association. Now, for pork, the largest impacted outlet would be the Port of Norfolk, Virginia, which handled more than 90,000 metric tons from January through September of this year. They are also impacted by the Houston port as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website at www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. Have yourself a great day, everybody, and Happy New Year. I'm Ron Hayes.